This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. We're taking a few minutes to honor a ball player, a record-setting pitcher for a powerhouse team, someone even portrayed in a Hollywood film. Her name is Mary Pratt, and she died last week at the age of 101. Mary Pratt was one of the first members of the Rockford Peaches in 1943. That's the team at the heart of the movie A League of Their Own. Pratt was born in Bridgeport, Connecticut. She only played ball when the neighborhood boys would let her join them. Her family moved to Quincy, and she graduated from North Quincy High in 1936. She became serious about softball when she went to Boston University. At age 24, Pratt was scouted for the brand new All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. She was sent to Rockford, Illinois to become a pitcher for the Rockford Peaches. She was just over 5 feet tall, and she was a southpaw, a wrong-hander, as she says. Her throw was like a slingshot, and her crowning achievement was in 1944 when she won 24 games for the Peaches and pitched a no-hitter. She remembered those days when she did an oral history 10 years ago for Grand Valley State University in Michigan, and she recalled the league wanted players to be ladylike. The athletes were sent to charm school between games. They learned correct posture, wore mascara, and had short skirts that got shorter every season. It was okay by her.
People always had the impression that you loved sports, that you were masculine. And that used to break my heart because my mother and I went down and we made those uniforms. And when we made in a world tournament, some of the girls from Japan happened to say to us when they saw us walking out in the field, what, are you going to a dance?
Mary Pratt played pro ball for 5 years and helped her team to the league championship series. After that, she followed her passion for teaching physical education in Braintree, and then for more than 40 years in Quincy. And she became a sought-out speaker at schools. She taught what she learned as a professional ball player.
You know, you don't do it, you're by yourself. Your team played behind you. My love of sports let me realize that even when I went to teach, I can teach a person to think. I'm not going to go out there and make the plays for you. And that's why I try to get across that when I go to the schools, that it's more than just winning games and having a good record. It's the friendships that you've gained and the people that you've taught. And through physical education, I was indirectly teaching a child how to take care of themselves. And I hope that I was an example for them, that I wasn't just teaching them a lot of theory.
Professional athlete and beloved Quincy public school teacher Mary Pratt was in a league of her own. She died last week at the age of 101.